Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Please, you may have your wonderful seat. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and continue to increase you. Amen. Please put your hands together for Kingdom Voices as they take their wonderful seats. Hallelujah. Keep clapping for them. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Praise be to God. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Permit me to say happy Easter to every one of us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a single honor this morning, praise the Lord, to introduce a special guest in our midst. Praise be to God. And before that, I'd like to say you're all welcome. Have I said that? You're all welcome in Jesus' name. And the Lord bless you for finding time to be here in his presence. And so today, we have a special guest in our midst. Hallelujah. Just give me a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Few minutes. A minute or two to read out her citation. Blessy Fee is an international gospel artist, a songwriter with a passion for writing songs that leads people to the presence of God. And so with the help of the Holy Spirit, she helps to fix people, their eyes and their gaze on Jesus, to experience Jesus and to be transformed by the glory of his presence. With a vision to minister God's word through music and to reconcile souls back to God, she has ministered and directed music on different international platforms. She has so far released about 16 tracks, including a 4-track, especially on Sunday school songs for the children. And this has been a blessing to many lives around the world, to the glory of God. She's also into children ministry, communicating the love of God to children and catching them young to the Lord. Partnering with parents and teachers of young kids to teach children about the love of God and faith in God through songs. Praise the Lord. And our dear minister is here this morning with her family. The husband is right by her side. Hallelujah. Mr. Aluko. The Lord bless you. Put your hands together for him. Hallelujah. I know for certain that he's been a great support and a pillar to her. And her name is Minister Irene Blessing Aluko, popularly known as Blessy Fee. Put your hands together, hallelujah, as we honor her this morning with a shout of praise. And as you be on your feet, hallelujah, keep clapping for her, keep clapping for her, keep clap, celebrate her, celebrate her, celebrate her. For glory be to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, celebrate Jesus this morning, hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so honored to be here this morning. It's such a privilege and a great honor. Thank you so much, our dear man of God, esteemed pastor. I mean, I call you the principality of Qatar. Hallelujah. Thank you for the great work you're doing for the propagation of the kingdom. May the Lord bless and renew your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater grace, greater honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, our dear mommy. Thank you for the great support. Thank you for all you do. May the good Lord reward you abundantly, far beyond your imaginations, in the mighty name of Jesus. And beloved Kingdomite, I love you all. God bless you so richly. Well done, well done, well done for being a mighty army in the kingdom. The Lord bless you real good in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm so happy to be here. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Let's lift our hands together in worship. Hallelujah. As we give him the praise, Our great King is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the Lord has commissioned us, hallelujah, to go into the word to reach out to the souls. Do you know it's my responsibility, is your responsibility for the lost? Hallelujah. To make sure the lost come back to God. Hallelujah. It is your responsibility for that member of your family that is not saved to be saved. The one that is not born again. Hallelujah. Because you don't want any of them to go to hell. So let this be your drive. Let it be your passion. Let it be the reason why you will go all out to reach out for them. Hallelujah. And God bless you richly.
Go. Go. Go preach the gospel to the lost souls. That the kingdom of God is here and is real. Go, go, go spread a gospel to the ends of the earth. That the kingdom of God is here and is real. We must tell the whole world that he rose again, that he rose again, that he rose again. We must tell the whole world that he rose again, that he rose again, that he rose again. Tell the whole world the kingdom is here, and it's here. Yeah, tell them the kingdom is here and it's real. The kingdom of God is for you and I. It's for the willing heart. Yeah. All you need is believing in. All you need is to receive it. Give him your heart today. Give him your life today. Give him your heart today. For tomorrow might be too late. We must tell the whole world that he rose again, that he rose again, that he rose again. Tell the whole world the kingdom is here, and it's real, and it's real, it's real. The kingdom is here, and it's real. Gonna tell the whole world, every nation, every people, and every tribe, that is reason for you, for me. Gotta tell the world, tell the whole world, every nation, hallelujah. Tell the world about it. For you, and for me.
Hallelujah. Go tell the whole world. Go tell the whole world. Go tell the whole world, brother. Amen. Come, don't go. Tell your friend, go tell the whole world. Louder, say, go tell the whole world. Are you sure you are telling the whole world? That's the question. Are you sure you are telling the whole world? Amen. Go and tell the whole world. He paid the price, the highest. Did you hear that song? Tell the person, did you hear that? No, come on, did you hear that? Amen. I hope you didn't travel to Kenya, praise the Lord. I hope you did not travel to Nigeria. He paid the highest price. That alone is a message for today. That alone is what? The message for today. The Bible says we were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Incorruptible blood. Precious blood. My friend, God cannot use your blood because your blood is contaminated already. If you check yourself, lies are there. God said, no, this one. Sorry. Even the prophets were not qualified. Thank you for the message today. If you see all the songs, they are all of a passion for all souls. The word has been preached. It's a great commission. Preach to one another. Bring them in. Tell them, I say, bring them in. Come on, say, bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. What are you doing? Tell them, I say, what are you waiting for? Bring them in. Let's raise up our voice and pray for her, please, and bless her so much. Few seconds, pray for her. My friend, come. Husband, come. I saw that even you have good voice also. What a support. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw that. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, sit down. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. Ask God for multiplication, that this ministry of tongues will begin to redeem lives and save souls, affect people. This is your passion. This is your passion, to rescue souls, to rescue lives via their songs. The songs have gone in various international level. Father, we thank you. The Great Commission, the missing out, the missing link, Father, we bless your holy name for these lives, O God. We honor you, Father. Increase them. From today, voices shall be heard. The voice, the music shall be heard all over the world. May it be spoken of you that international artist has come. Everywhere they hear your song, people shall love to sing it. Father, we thank you for their life. Increase them by your mighty hands, O God. Raise them beyond where they are today. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let his voice come out from the Middle East. By your mighty hands, that people shall hear and know their lives are touched. Blessed be your holy name. In their personal life, in their personal career, in their pursuits, bless them and uphold them by your mighty hands. In Jesus' name, and so shall it be. Put your hands together for them and give God the glory to you. Hallelujah. Take your wonderful seat in his presence. Take your wonderful seat in his presence. For now, because of time, we will go straight to the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have triple package today. I thought I would hear a louder amen. On the third day, he rose. So we have one for the first day. Amen. We have another one for the second day. And we have the third one for another day. So there is three in one package today. What I said? Hallelujah. And for those of our friends who you have seen for long, thank God for seeing you on this Easter. God bless you and you are welcome in Jesus' name. I put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. While I was coming, I said, I think the Easter holiday should be continuous so that I can see some long faces I've seen for some time for now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, look at your back and welcome somebody. Say, you're welcome to his presence. Come on, Lord, I say, you're welcome to his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Easter is a time to be celebrated. It's a time to be celebrated. Brethren, it's a time to be celebrated. It's even more to be celebrated than even his birth. Am I communicating to somebody? And today is a wonderful day. And please, I beg you in the name of Jesus, once again, wish somebody happy Easter. Come on, say happy Easter. I welcome you to this wonderful Easter. Come on, hallelujah. If possible, go around and just welcome someone. Go around and do it, oh God. Welcome, 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 welcome. He's alive. He's alive. Come on. He's alive. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba. The grave is empty, brother. He's alive. The grave is empty. It couldn't hold him. Power could not hold him. Authority could not hold him. Yes, spirit forces cannot hold him. Government could not hold him. He's alive. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ra-ga-da-ba. Thank you, Father. My God is alive. My God is alive. My God is alive. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful. I am grateful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is Passion for Souls. And because of our time, I would like to break it down quickly. And we have taken our pivotal scripture from the book of Isaiah chapter 53 from verses 1 to 7. My assignment for everybody, when you have time, read the entire chapter from 1 to 11. It gives you a complete description of the deeds of Christ Jesus. Why he came into the world. How he came, what he had come to do and to accomplish in our lives. Many times, if you go through that scripture, you will hear, he has borne our iniquities. He has borne our iniquities. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? That is clear about it, that he came to save sinners. And we have heard the word that we must have that passion for someone out there. From the beginning, say, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord what revealed? Today, there will be a revelation of him. Yeah. I say you will get the revelation of his death. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Because I know his death has paid it all. I'll begin from the book of John, chapter 19, from verse 28 to 30. I just want to read that. I will begin. Passion for souls. And what do we mean by the word passion? Well, we project that. The word, when we mean by passion, means strong desire. What I said? Strong desire, deep feeling. When you are devoted for a particular cause, when you are obsessed concerning some situation, amen. That is what it means to have a passion for something. You are dedicated to it. You are devoted to it. You are sure you are going to accomplish it. What we read, you say after this, Jesus, knowing that all the things were now accomplished. All the things we are now what? Accomplished. All the things we are now accomplished. That means he came for a particular assignment. Can I hear the word assignment? Come on, say, can I hear assignment? He has what? An assignment. He came for a purpose. He came for a definite cause. That is why he said, I come. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, say, I come according to the book that is written of me. I've come to do the will of him according to the book that is written of me. May I ask you, brother, what is about the book that is written about you? Jesus said, I fulfill the book that is written of me. This is the reason why I'm here. That's why he cried out and said unto the Father, Lord, let this cup pass away from me. Is it not my will, but thy will be done? He said, let this cup pass away from me. Brother, it was not an easy cup. It was not an easy assignment. Gentlemen, look at this assignment that God tells you, and he says, you are coming into the face of the earth, and you are going to live only 33 and a half years. And in these 33 and a half years, he was known for only 3.5 years. This is your assignment. You are giving up, you will come to the earth, but you are going to come out at the age of 33. Gentlemen, that is the greatest time when somebody tells you the greatest tragedy when somebody tells you what happened when at that 33, everybody knows that's when your life is at prime. That is when you are beginning. Am I communicating to somebody? Hello? Am I communicating? That's the time you are beginning life. Am I sure? Amen. When you calculate your timing and all that, that is when you saw he's in the prime, when he can do great things. But the assignment was certain. The date was certain. The hour was certain. The assignment was actually sure it has to be accomplished at this particular time. He said, when he knew all things, we accomplish. I pray that you accomplish your assignment. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I pray for you today. You accomplish your assignment. Your assignment will not be truncated. It will not be aborted. It will not be cut off. Your desire will not be cut off. Your pursuit will not be cut off. Your accomplishment will not be cut off. Can I hear louder? Amen. He finishes assignment. You will finish yours. I didn't hear that. I said you will finish it. That's why he said, take heed. He said, take heed that you finish what? Your assignment. Take heed that you accomplish the ministry which God has given to you. We didn't hear that Jesus failed his assignment. No matter the tests and the trials that came upon him, he overcame them. I see someone overcoming his trials and temptation in the name of Jesus. Some people couldn't finish the assignment because of trials. Let's go further in that scripture, please. He said that my scripture might be fulfilled. Is that there? Yes. That is scripture what? Might be fulfilled. Say it, I test. Let's finish it. Now this we have set a vessel full of vinegar and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put upon a hyssop and put to his mouth. Yes. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar and he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He said, Lord, I've finished my work. This assignment has been accomplished. Brethren, what I need to tell you, before he say it is finished, we saw the shame, the mockery, the beatings, the strippings. They stripped him naked, almost naked. Many mocked him and said, if that be the Son of God, as you said, come down, then we shall believe you. It was not easy for Jesus to pass through the shame. Gentlemen, please, can you look at this up for me? See the high and the low. A week before his death, he was celebrated. People came, children came with palm trees, riding on a horse, riding his majesty. Gentlemen, please look at this. 1 week interval. This was a man that the whole time came upon. Even a point that some people became jealous. He said, even if they don't praise me, the stone will rise up and praise me. That was how his eye was. And then just suddenly, in just within the 7 days gap, they hear him crying unto the Father. Crying unto the Father. Why? Gentlemen, why? You can imagine that. If it was a man like Damian, I would say, Daddy, postpone this assignment. Honestly, if it was me, having enjoyed such celebration in town, the latest man in town, the prime minister in town, the man that is making it in town, people came to celebrate me, even women carried their clothes on ground. I would say, Baba, let's discuss this in another day. Am I speaking the truth or not? Come on. No, let's be frank with ourselves now. Amen. There's no way everybody knows you. Even the president are afraid of you. And you are saying, I will die next week. No, it's not going to work now. Hallelujah. Shout aloud that amen. We ask ourselves, let us discuss this assignment. Not because there's one songwriter said, God no be man. God no be man. He's not a man that he can lie. Not the Son of Man. Gentlemen, the point is this: God is God. He stick to his word. Am I speaking to somebody? He speak to his word. He said, for this purpose I came to this world. He can't deny that. And then he went on to the cross of Calvary. We know the journey of the cross was not easy. The journey of the cross was never easy for him. You can imagine that. The kind of cross that was upon him. To a point he could not carry it. To a point Jesus fell down. While he was falling, they were beating him. 40 stripes. 40. While he was falling, they were beating him. Imagine last week, man, and this week, man. The contrast is too much, gentlemen. The contrast is too much. Do you know he couldn't carry it all? One man, Simon from Cyrene, a man from Libya, stepped in, took the cross, took it to Calvary, and when he reached there, that was when they could carry the assignment. Brother, it was not easy. But I pray God will send you destiny helpers. Remember, at that hour, it was the most difficult period of his life. I charge you to go and find out the weight of the cross. Google it, you will see what it is. It's not easy for one man to carry. But the man took it and said, no, this assignment must be fulfilled. He was there by his side, destiny helpers around. And then he fulfilled it. And you know the rest is story today. The rest is history today. Am I speaking to somebody? But prior to that, you'll understand that God has always made a way of escape. This morning, God will make a way of escape for you. Can I hear louder? Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. The Bible says, without shedding of blood, there shall be no remission for sins. Without shedding of blood, there will be no remission for sins. So God knows that the only way that my sin and your sin can be forgiven is by the precious blood of Jesus. When Adam and Eve fell, he has to kill an animal. An animal represents the blood. Are you with me? The only way that God will bring Adam and Eve back, it was because of the blood he saw. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? He always made a way of escape. And you remember in the book of Exodus chapter 12, where the children of Israel to come out of Egypt, it was all the blood. It was what? The blood. And Jesus became the Passover. The sacrificial lamb for the whole world. Despite how prophetic is Moses. That's how powerful is Moses. Despite how we see that Abraham was a father of faith. No matter how we see that God loved David, a man after God's heart. But gentlemen, none of these people are worthy. He took it upon himself and became the lamb. He became what? The sacrificial lamb. Just to save you and me. Hey, you! Can I hear say you? Me, just say me. You, me. You know you are wicked. You know you are wicked. One part of you is so wicked. Some of you are so terrible. Some of you even like to kill human beings if you have the opportunity. Some of you know you are. Some part of you, only God save you. Iowa, thank you. You know say God save you, right? Tell yourself, say, yeah, I know, say, God save me. Let's be frank to ourselves. I know, say, God save you. Right? Amen. I know. Some of you by now, Lord Jesus. Some of you we know, by now, your name is Boof. Drugs addict. Drunkard and alcoholics. Even despite the mercy of God, you know what you commit. You know what? Don't look at me. You know what you commit. Even now, despite I'm speaking, some of you have sinned to sin. What a shame. Look at Jesus. The Bible says, despising the shame, he went to the cross. In order for you and me, an unborn generation, to be saved. Gentlemen, Christianity is a life-giving. Now we must understand this. Nobody should take you out in the name of Jesus. Briefly, for us, we have an assignment. And in the name of Jesus, if you want to fulfill this assignment, there are other vital elements I call for anyone to succeed and to have passions for souls. Number one, for you to accomplish this, for passions of soul, number one, you must die to self. Can I hear you say, die to self? Lord, I say, die to self. You must die to self. Forget it. He died for you. He died for you. You must die to self. No man accomplished this mission without dying to self. Unfortunately, I need to know this. That the first Adam, which you know sin, and we are all the product of the first Adam. So every first Adam is always a sinner. But when you accept the second Adam, then you are saved. That's why the Bible says, all our righteousness are like filthy rags before him. We must die to self. Paul was speaking. He said, I die daily. Gentlemen, if you want to go and obey the commandment and have passion to save soul, you must die to self. If you have not died to your pride, if you have not died to the things you love most, boy, you can't go far. Die to self is so important for us. Men that have accomplished the work of God, they die to self. Paul was speaking in 2 Corinthians. If you have time, 11:27. He said, in weariness, in cold, in perils, in dangers, in hunger, yet we have to move ahead. Die to self. Die to self. He understood the pains. This is only a man who gave his life to Christ. The Bible says, I confound not with flesh and blood. He went ahead. Not waiting for anyone. He has to move ahead. I pray to die today that someone shall die to self in the name of Jesus. How many of us want God to use you? You want God to use you? The first thing you must what? Die to self. Let me tell you. No, I can't move. No, there are things I need to enjoy. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You can't go far. You are crying. God, use me. God, use me. God, say, I can only use you except you die to yourself. Too many things are competing in your life. And I pray today you will win and overcome in the name of Jesus. Great men of God like John Knox said, give me Scotland or I die. Wycliffe said, give me souls or take my soul. Give me souls or take my soul. These are people that died to self. At a point, Moses said, blot out my sins. If you cannot forgive people, sorry. He said, if you cannot forgive these people, blot out my name, sorry. Exodus 34. He said, blot out my name if you cannot. He came to a point, he said, I'm ready to die to self. I have a problem with the world today. We love ourselves too much. We love ourselves. Some of you, the way your hands are flying. You need the grace of God to bring it down. Hallelujah. Amen. The way some of you spread your hand. The grace. Grace. Can I hear louder? Amen. One who loves himself. I'm sorry. Can't go far. John said, I decrease that he might what? Increase. Can we say that? Louder, say. No, I'm only hearing from a few people. No, I'm not hearing from the back. You know, so some of you are not saying it now. But if you say increase, all of you say, amen. What does that mean? Clear. John was coming to a point, he said, I'm dying to serve. Enough, let Jesus go. Let me decrease. I'm willing. Tell your neighbors, I'm willing. Number two, you must have passion for prayers. Can I hear say passion for prayers? Amen. Passion for what? Let me just tell you, when you die to self, the next thing is prayer marathon. You must engage yourself in prayer. In Matthew chapter 9, from 37 to 38, it says, pray ye the Lord of harvest. What did he say? Pray ye the Lord of what? Harvest. Until we come to a point, says gentlemen, if there is no harvest in the church, it's as a result of your prayerlessness. How many of us know that today in the world, over 2 billion people are yet to even hear about him? I'm not even talking about born again. Hello. 2 billion, more than 2 billion have not been heard. You think people have heard? No. There are many people out there, go and check out, over 2 billion still have not heard. And you are one of those that God wants to use and reach out to him. God can use you. I say God can use you. Amen. But you can bet that only in the place of what? Prayers. Only in the place of what? Prayers. Endlessly, there will be no revival without what? Prayers. There will be no passion for soul without what? Prayers. It is not an issue of waking up and begin to say, I'm going to China. Don't worry. By the time you come back, they will pieces you. Shout it louder, Abraham. Pastor, after today, my ticket is bought to China. Brother, I will tell you, please wait. Pray. What did I say? Equip yourself. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? If you want to bear bribe, because he has called you, well, you have to pray. And this is the problem the church has today. The devil can make sure you are engaged with every other thing, he can stop you in prayers and make sure you engage with what? All other things. Even the 1 hour prayer. I don't blame you. Jesus told his disciples, can you not pray with me for what? 1 hour. Some of you, 1 hour. 10 of us say 1 hour. Louder, say 1 hour. Come on, 1 hour. You cannot pray. Eh? And you will tell me, say, God, give me kata. God, give me kata. Give me kata. With 1 hour. He will not even give you nap. 0.0000.1 of kata he will give you. Shout it louder, amen. You have not even prayed enough to have kata. Shout it louder, amen. Somebody shout it louder, amen. How many of us know what is the population of Qatar today? Eh? Almost 2.8, right? Now, there's an increase now. If it has gone beyond 3.2, wow, thank you. But let me ask you, how many come to church? How many know Christ? How many? What is the percentage of Christianity in the land? Gentlemen, you are here for a purpose. I say you are here for a purpose. Some of you, I'm seeing you in church because you see, sir. After that. But today, I command you to be here. Amen. You will not go back anymore. Amen. Number three. I will stop at that. Because of time. I'm only giving you 3 nuggets. And we'll continue. Shout a louder amen. We must pray. I will stop at 2, no time. Are we ready? Are we ready today? Yes. We'll stop at 2. Only 2 I'll give you today. We must commit ourselves to prayer. Laboring in prayers. This is important at this stage. Join us in these 30 days. There remain another 2 more weeks. But be part of it. Gentlemen, be part of it, no matter the situation. My cry for everyone that is seated here, please, I beg you, remember what the cross has done for you. It calls to follow Jesus. It calls to follow. He said, you must deny your cross and follow me what? Daily. You must deny your cross. At a point, he said, even if your right hand offended you, what do you do? Block it off. Even if your eye is a problem, block it off. Brother, it is better to go with one eye to heaven than to go with two eyes to hell. I speak to you. A moment for you to understand this truth. We must do that. Brethren, we must do it. Let's take him all the time. Take our time to pray. It helps us. Paul could only accomplish much because he was a man of prayers. I want to say something that is so important. The Bible says in the book of Romans, say, how can they hear? Romans chapter 10. Say, except they be what? They be sent. Amen. You can't hear except there must be a ready man who is ready to what? To be sent. Are you willing for God to use you this hour? Is anybody willing for God to use him? In your own little way. There are people out there you can reach out to. Young and old you can reach out. Even in your office, your character, your behavior. Am I speaking to somebody? Your friends, you can reach out to them. Gentlemen, this kingdom can never be harvested if we are not ready to win souls. One. Even if it's one, bring him. A woman reached a point in her life when she became born again at the age where she was almost dying. She said, can I go all what? Empty what? Handed. All her youth was wasted and she sang that number. I don't want to go empty handed. Most of you might go empty handed and Jesus will ask you, what did you do with the assignment I gave you? The war cannot progress. Missionaries out there, people, please, Operation Rescue. The Bible says Andrew found Peter. Philip found Nathaniel. The woman of Samaritan, what is she? He found a whole village and they were harvested for Christ. Where is your Andrew? Where is your Peter? Where is your Nathaniel? Bring them to the glory of God. Today, we're going to take a communion. Because it's the Passover. Hallelujah. It's about the blood of Jesus. We're going to take a communion to crown this Easter. Maybe when you are weak, God will strengthen you by this communion. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Dry bones are rising today. The weaklings are rising today. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. By this communion, God will give you the sensitivity of the Spirit. In order to know when to preach and when not to preach. Gentlemen, this ministry has 5 branches in Nigeria. But we pay for accommodation for 4 branches, pay the pastors, we pay their house rent, we pay even the church rent. How many of you know? Praise God. I can't do that without money. Can I hear a louder amen? You can't go for ministry without what? Money. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? And not only that, this ministry also needs equipment. Resources, what God has put in your hands, how many times have you used it to God? I'm asking you a simple question. Some of you, 10% is difficult to give God. Even if you don't reach, why don't you make up your mind and say, Lord, this envelope is for every mission work. I've made up my mind every week, I will give. So that the work of the kingdom will go. People are ready. Pastors are there volunteering to preach the word. Why don't you support them? You keep crying to you day and night. Whatever you have, you put it. Gum, you use gum. Some of you even use gum for your pocket. Comes around. People are crying for their dying. Souls are dying there. Just need your support. Rise up. I'm going to pray with you. I want you to talk to God in a few minutes. Just a few seconds, talk to God. Ask God to use you. Ask God to touch you now. Ask God to visit you mightily in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself wherever you are right now. You could be silently, I don't mind, but just talk to your Father. He's your Father. He's your Father. He's your Father. Talk to Him briefly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we appreciate you. What a day. You know you pray to God and you're up there. And out there you know of a truth. Jesus died for your sins and you know you are not saved. And you want to say, Jesus, I want to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm calling on you now. Me, that's all. It's a special issue. Don't allow any man to cheat you. God bless you, my daughter. God bless you. This is the hour.